God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn with me to three openings this evening? Three openings in the New Testament. Matthew 9, Mark 2, and Luke 5. Matthew 9, Mark 2, and Luke 5. Everybody happy tonight?
Yes.
We began, I guess this is our fourth session, on healing. Title of the series is Receiving and Ministering Healing. We believe the Lord heals today. We believe it is His will for all to be healed. Amen. Sometimes people say, well, how can you believe that? Not everybody's healed. Well, how can you believe it's God's will for all to be saved? When not all are saved. Well, it is His will. Not everybody believes. Not everybody receives. But that doesn't change His will. It is His will for all to be saved. But they have something to do with it. And it is His will for all to be healed too. But we have something to do with it. Right?
Amen.
And so, we began doing a study of the New Testament. Well, I should say the four gospel accounts. And the ministry of Jesus. We want to see how Jesus ministered to the sick. Because He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And so we know everything Jesus said and everything He did was and is a direct revelation of the will of God for all men for all time. Right? If He ever healed anybody, then you know it's His will to heal today. Because He is the Lord, He changes not.
Amen.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
If He ever healed one person, you know it's His will to heal all.
Yes.
For He's no respecter of persons. Is that right?
Right.
He's no respecter of persons. He doesn't play favorites. Now, let me just remind you, for those of you that haven't been with us, there are only about 19 individual cases of people being healed in the four gospel accounts. Now, it seems like more than that, because just like this, I have you holding three places, but all three of these places deal with one individual's healing. If you didn't know, you'd think it was three, but it's one. Matthew, Mark, and Luke record the same healing. But one will say something the other didn't say, so we should read all of them to get the whole story. But of the 19, 10 of the 19, the individual's faith is specifically referred to in the text. That's saying something significant, isn't it? And of the rest, you know, numerous of those, I'll get into it as we go on, but numerous of them, you can see their faith at work. There are a couple that their faith wasn't the determining factor. We'll talk about that. But suffice it to say, most people are going to be healed on their own faith. Now, I don't say 100% because there are gifts of the Spirit. There are spectral manifestations. But most people are going to be healed. If they're healed, they're healed through their faith. Their faith is the determining factor. You remember how many times Jesus told people, your faith has made you whole. As you believed, so be it done to you. Right? According to your faith, be it done to you. I mean, time after time, you'll see them as we go through them. 10 of the 19, something like this is said. So do you believe that the individual's faith is a big factor? How does faith come? It comes by hearing. Well, that's why we're doing this. Amen. I want to feed my faith on healing. I want your faith to be fed on healing. Stronger our faith is, the easier it is to receive. Stronger we are to resist. Let's pray and then we'll read. Father, we thank you for your goodness and faithfulness. What a good, good God you are. We confess that you are our healer. You are our great physician. And you heal all our diseases. Nothing's too difficult for you. We ask you for utterance tonight. Full and exact, precise, complete. Ask you for everybody, for ears to hear, eyes that see, a heart that's open and receptive. Let there come revelation of truth that makes free. Let there come answers to questions. Let there come light that pushes out the darkness and confusion. And healing. Your words heal. Your words are life to us. Health to all of our flesh. Medicine to all of our flesh. We say it is so with us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Matthew 9, are you there? Are you believing with me? Do you have a part in this service tonight?
Yes.
As to how good it is?
Yes.
Is any of it up to you?
Yes.
Answer is yes. Utterance is greatly affected by the hearer. Amen. It's not just all up to me. Some of it's up to you too. But how many know if I do my part and you do your part, the Holy Ghost will do his part. He's faithful. Let's read this word. And when we read this word, realize that this is God talking to us and all these things apply to us. We're looking at the will of God for all people for all time because Jesus is a walking, living expression of the perfect, unchanging will of God. Matthew 9:2. Behold, they brought to him, to Jesus, a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, your sins be forgiven you. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemes. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think you evil in your hearts? For whether is easier, to say your sins be forgiven you, or to say arise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Then saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up your bed, go to your house. And he arose and departed to his house. That's a shouting place right there. How many believe that really happened?
Yes.
How does a paralyzed man get up and walk? Can it happen?
Yes.
Did it happen?
Yes.
Can it happen again?
Yes.
I'm asking you again so you can say it again. Can a paralyzed man, contrary to diagnosis and prognosis, get up and walk?
Yes.
And tote something?
Yes.
Did it happen?
Yes.
Can it happen again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Now you may not know why I do things the way I do. Yeah, because I want to. But there is a purpose. Sometimes folk think, well, he's already said that 3 times. Why say it again? It's not about you hearing with your head.
Amen.
It's about getting something in your heart.
Yes. Amen.
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 And how can you tell that the Word of God is coming alive and you're getting faith in your heart? Here's one telltale sign. You get excited.
Yes.
I said, you'll get excited.
Yes.
When you sit there and go, I know that. I heard that when I was a little bitty girl. I've known that a long time. I know that. What does that mean? You know that. What does that mean? Not a thing. Not a thing. You know, you heard that. Whoop-dee-doo. You heard it. A lot of people heard a lot of stuff and didn't do anything with it. Mm-mm. Now, when it's old to you, it's not real to you. When it's real to you, you get excited about it. I'll never forget when I was first year Rhema. A friend of mine from Canada and I went to healing school every day. Front row. Brother Hagin was teaching there in those days. And this particular day, I'd already been to class 3 times. And we'd been to prayer school. And we had a big Mexican lunch. And now it's late in the afternoon. And you know, we got real comfortable sitting in the chair there. And Brother Hagin is teaching. Not preaching, no fast piano music or anything. He's teaching line upon line, precept by precept. And somewhere in there, our eyes must have got heavy. We're sitting on the front row, he and I. And last time I remembered, he was up on the platform. And all at once I hear, "Get excited, boys!" Man, we must have come off the chair about that high. We thought, yeah, excited, excited. He said, "Get excited, boys." He said, "It's when you get excited about the Word of God, that's when it works for you."
Amen.
And you know it's a fact. I said, it's a fact. You show me somebody who's in faith, I'll show you somebody who's excited. 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 You show me somebody complaining, I'll show you somebody full of unbelief.
Amen.
Faith doesn't complain.
Amen.
I said, faith doesn't complain.
Amen.
Faith is excited.
Yes.
Faith rejoices. Yes. Faith gives thanks. Amen. It's a fact.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, "The Man Born by Four," you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R627. That's R627, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God,
it's a God who
gives me the victory through my Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for meeting my needs.
Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson would like to invite you to a week of increase. October 12th through 17th. We serve a God of increase. His will is increase in every area. Come and learn how to receive the increase God has planned for you. These meetings will be held nightly at 7 p.m. and childcare through age 6 will be provided. For more information about these meetings, please visit our website at flcbranson.org or call 417-334-9233.